Erika Stevenson was 6 years old when she and her family were expelled from the Sudetenland after World War II. Now living in Bloomington, she's written a memoir about her refugee childhood. It's a story of poverty, struggle, and ultimately a new life in the United States. WFIU's Adam Schwartz spoke with Stevenson about her book, Fighting for Road Apples.
Erika Stevenson's memoir, Fighting for Road Apples, begins with a wrenching episode. In 1946, she and her parents were among the 3 million Germans expelled from the Sudetenland of Czechoslovakia.
A horrible event.
Mm-hmm.
And these people just got thrown out of their homes, thrown out of their country where they have lived for generations.
You spent your childhood as a Flüchtling, a refugee.
Right, right.
Many moves.
Right, from here to here, from here to there. Yes.
How did that affect you growing up?
You know, for many years, even as a teenager, it was like F was on top of my forehead.
Mm.
I felt always intimidated. I thought that everything happened, especially the bad things, because I was a Flüchtling. And that's why my life didn't go like other people's or other children's life. And I always felt disadvantaged because of that.
In 1945, two Czech soldiers came to your house and informed your mother of her new name.
Yes.
And took her and you to a new place to live.
Right. They came one day and, first of all, took everything that was of value and said, they're confiscating.
Mm.
They even took the wedding band of my mother's.
Right off her finger.
Also, they said, you will now work for a Czech family.
Mm.
The Czech family, the woman was not very fond that she brought her child along.
Mm.
But she said she would tolerate this for a while. And so she had to work there. And they mistreated us very badly, especially my mother. The children kicked her. They hit her if she didn't do something fast enough. And the children, they had five children. And the children, the boys, were all boys. They, at one point, threw me into a fire. They made a little fire and threw me into because I was a Nemec girl, which is German in Czech, Nemec. So my hand was in the fire and I fell, and my mother came running and got me out of the fire. And the mistress said that I have to go. I cannot come here anymore.
Mm. And you bore a scar from that for many
years.
Yes,
on my hand, on my left hand.
Mm-hmm.
And you can feel still a little bit, but it's actually gone away.
Mm-hmm.
And but for the longest time, even when my children were little, they would say, what is that? And so I would tell them about some mean little boys. And when I was younger, and they would always kiss it and just sweet.
Your daughters would kiss it when you told them about the scar?
Yes, yes.
And you can smile now as you're talking about
it. Yes, now I can smile. I can smile about a lot of things.
What are you hoping readers will get from your book?
The survival part, how people can survive and make something of themselves, even though they were just crushed to the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
You can get up and start walking. And that's what I did.
Erika Stevenson is writing a second volume of her memoirs that continues where Fighting for Road Apples leaves off, starting with her new life in America. For WFIU Arts, I'm Adam Schwartz.